64 sports and activities, all gratuities and more for a totally great price. So you can totally forget your wallet. Call today for a totally unlimited, totally together, totally barefoot time. Book now and save on a 7-night total all-inclusive vacation to Club Med in the Caribbean, Bahamas, or Mexico. Call today. You'll totally want to do it again.
Okay, we're back, and as promised, we're joined by Hans Tamamagi, the author of 6 books, 2 which have won prizes, and his articles have appeared in numerous magazines, newspapers, and so on across the Canada. And Hans, welcome to the show once again.
Well, good morning, Marcus. Good morning, Roy. It's always a pleasure talking travel with you.
That's good.
Well, this one makes me a little jealous. First of all, this is, for those listening, is the last leg of Hans's trip to his new home in a wonderful, wonderful area, and it's the Gulf Islands in British Columbia. Hans, I'm assuming this is the last leg, and you're now ensconced in your new home.
Yes, we're firmly settled here. We've been here for a few months now.
That's super. Take us on this marvelous trip. You started out. Where did you start out from?
Well, I started out from the Niagara area of Ontario, just near Niagara Falls, just across the border
right.
from the U.S.
Right. Interesting. Bob Fisher and I will be up there in a couple of weeks.
Oh, great. Great, yeah. It's
not your area, up to the...
It's a nice area, but, you know, it doesn't hold a match to the Gulf Islands. I have to say that right off the bat.
Yep.
Yes. But we spent 15 days driving across Canada. You know, it was a wonderful trip, and well worth it. You know, I can't... What really amazes me is how different living on the coast is to being in inland North America. It's just an astonishing transformation, and it's so wonderful seeing that everything is different. The trees are different, all the life that comes on the ocean, even the way of life is different. It really is a wonderful place.
I haven't spent a lot of time out there, but when you're speaking, Hans, if you just speak a little up into the phone, because it's a long distance between where you are and where we are.
You're a little quiet.
Yeah, we don't want to miss any part of this.
You were in your station wagon, right, loaded up to the hilt and heading across country.
That's correct.
And tell us a little bit about the final part of the journey that got you to those beautiful archipelago.
Well, since you're mentioning archipelago, let me just sidetrack here a bit. I was telling my friend the other day that, you know, that what a wonderful archipelago we live on. And the guy says, "What's an archipelago?" And I explained to him, I said, "Look, my friend, that's a group of really beautiful islands totally surrounded by water and envy."
Yeah, that's the big one, envy.
Yeah, well, anyway, we arrived at our station wagon, having driven across the prairies, across the mountains, and arrived here on the coast and had a wonderful stay at a floating home, a bed and breakfast at the River Run Cottages that go up and down with a houseboat, goes up and down with the tides. And in the morning we got up and we drove in a beautiful sunny day down to the Vancouver ferry dock, a huge terminal for ferries called Swanson, where we boarded a ferry and then proceeded to go out into the ocean and through dozens of islands, passing other ferries and fishing boats and tugboats. It really, it was just dazzling.
Now, there are 5 main islands, is that correct?
There's actually 225 altogether.
A little bit off on that one.
Yeah, and 6 or 7 of them are what you'd call major islands, that
right.
Ferry service. Yeah, the rest are you just have to get to them on your own.
Now, what was your first stop?
We stopped actually on the way in at 2 other islands. One was the first one was Galliano, named after one of the early Spanish explorers. Then we went to Main Island, and then from there we changed ferries and came across to Pender Island, which is where we live.
Okay.
And it's also, you know, there's also a liqueur called Galliano as well, and it's Italian, so that's kind of an interesting mix there.
Yeah, well, there are some liquor stores on the island here, and they carry that very brand.
Yeah.
Well, that's encouraging that there's some liquor stores out there, because if there aren't, I mean, what could a guy do? I mean, you can only do so much kayaking, I guess.
Yeah, well, there certainly is a lot to do in addition to that. Hiking, biking, and sea kayaking are really my three favorites. But there's also boating. There's some fabulous boating and actually a sport called disc golf. Pender Island has one of the top disc golf courses in all of North America. And this is where you throw something like a frisbee at a pole. And instead of at a hole, but you keep score just like in golf. There's par and bogeys and so on.
And they call it golf.
They do, yes.
Yeah, and you take a 12 pack with you.
Many people do.
The personalities of the islands, are they different?
They are. They are. Not to a great deal, but they're certainly very different from the mainland. The way of life here is extremely relaxed. There are no traffic jams, there's no road rage. Never heard of a case of ferry rage yet. and there's a lot of artists and writers on these islands. And I guess the one island that stands out from the others is Salt Spring Island. That's probably the best known of the Gulf Islands.
Right.
And it really has a very large artist community. And you can get anything there from paintings to pottery, the stained glass windows, and so on. And on the Saturday morning fairs, where all these artists come out and display their goods, it really is a wonderful place to be, and it's a wonderful, you know, art to be purchased and even just to be enjoyed looking at. Now, because of that, Salt Spring is also one of the largest ones. It's a bit more developed. It has more, bigger roads and more restaurants and things like that. Some of the islands, like for example, Saturna Island, it only has 300 occupants.
Oh, wow.
So you can imagine that the facilities there are pretty limited.
Uh-huh.
There's really just camping and some bed and breakfast. I don't think there's a hotel on the place. And the roads, again, are, you know, they're very small, as on Pender. Like, my island has about 2,000 inhabitants, but there's no shoulders on the road. But the fastest you can drive anywhere is about 40 miles an hour because it curves so much and so on. So there's some islands are far more rustic and backward. Not backward, but just in a more undeveloped state than other ones.
Right. And the accommodation on the islands, for instance, your house, is it a regular house, a cottage, a log cabin? What's the style of housing?
The style of housing, it would be more along, I'd say, fancy cottage style. To just regular, well, ranging across the whole spectrum, in fact, of all the things you said, but our house is being built right now, and it's going to be a regular house, but it's on a nice hill, so it's got a wonderful view out onto the ocean with all the islands dotted through it. And our property is quite long and linear down a hill, so we have a cabin or a guest cottage halfway down the hill. It's in the middle of the forest.
Oh, okay.
So we have the best of both.
Best of both worlds. You've got the cottage and the house, and the cottage is in nature's wonderland, and the house is going to have the view of nature's wonderland.
and it sounds still like one of these places that hasn't been overbuilt, and that there's still land and forest.
That's right. Pender Island is very nice that way. It's about 10 or 20 years behind Salt Spring in terms of its development. And right now, it is really, we can go out and hike one of the most beautiful paths here to a vista overlooking the ocean, which my wife and I often do towards sunset, and enjoy a glass of wine overlooking the ocean, and not see another person the whole time.
Right.
You know, this is the middle of summer when it's the busy season. So it really is nice that way.
What is the winter season like there?
Roy, I don't know because
we haven't had a chance. But Vancouver in that area, it's such a beautiful area. I really haven't spent any time there. I've been through there, but I'd like to spend some time there at some point. But what's the general overview of weather in that area?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. That really is one of the most best features of this area. The Gulf Islands lie in the rain shadow of the Olympics. So the Olympics kind of wring all the moisture out of the clouds and then send what little is left over us. So, for example, we've just gone through 6 weeks where it only rained once, and that was at night.
Mm.
Every day has been a carbon copy of the other. They're all beautiful, sunny days, and so on. Now, when the moisture is in the sea, it carries on, and the winds carry on to Vancouver, they rise up the mountain there and cause it to rain again. So Vancouver actually gets a lot of rain compared to us, as do the other areas around us. But the Gulf Islands are beautifully sheltered. Now, in the winter, you asked about that, it does get a bit rainier then, but the summers here, it's stormier as well.
But what about temperature?
Sorry?
What about temperature?
There in the... It stays almost entirely in the 70s throughout the summer. Like, we do get some heat waves where it might go up to the 80s, high 80s, but generally during the day, it's in the 70s.
Right.
It's settled 70s.
The source of water on Pender Island, is that spring water, bore water, or caught rainwater?
Yeah, it's mostly caught rainwater in a few lakes.
Okay.
So our drinking water actually comes from some small lakes, and because it's so dry in the summertime, we do have real water shortages and forest fire problems.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Another feature that's very nice here is that there's no mosquitoes.
Oh, wow, that's fine.
Not only do we have wonderful, one epic glorious scenery for sea kayaking and boating, mm-hmm. but we have a wonderful climate and no mosquitoes, so you can sit out at night and enjoy it all.
That's wonderful, yeah. And electricity, diesel generated?
It actually comes from off islands by cable.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure. There's some large power plant somewhere. I think it's coal-fired. I'm not sure on Vancouver Island that supplies it.
But it's that's interesting that they've cabled the electricity from one island to the other.
Yeah.
I guess they're close enough to be able to do that.
Quite an operation.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, it sounds idyllic.
Yes, it is. Life by the ocean, it's just so soothing. Just listening to those waves going up and down and, you know, watching the sparkle on the waves and boats, sailboats puffing past. It is really a nice life out here.
Now, the body of water you're talking about, ocean, is?
It's actually the Strait of Georgia.
Right.
The Gulf Islands are directly north of the San Juans in the U.S. In fact, it's part of the same geologic formation. And so we're actually protected by Vancouver Island, and therefore we don't really get very large storms, like very large surf or anything like that. But again, for boating, sea kayaking and so on, it's just idyllic.
Yeah, yeah. And I believe there's quite a history on Pender Island of the coastal Salish natives that lived there.
Yes, that's a good point, Marcus. There's actually, I discovered a wonderful, wonderful example of a midden that dates back to about 6,000 or 8,000 years ago, when the natives have had a long-standing village where the two islands, Pender Island is actually two little islands, and where they join, where they meet, has been a spot of camping and encampments, and where the natives have lived off the ocean for millennia. And there's you can actually see, it's just like an archaeological textbook. You can see layers and layers of the broken shells from where they've been eating the shellfish from the ocean that are yards thick and perfectly, layered shells in an archaeological formation there. It's just absolutely stunning to look at.
Fascinating.
It sounds terrific. You know, Marcus, yep. I think we ought to give him a surprise visit when we find out that this house is ready.
Indeed.
You chaps would be more than welcome.
Thank you, Hans.
Hans, it's been beautiful talking to you again, and really, really enjoy your articles. It's a shame that you've reached home, because we're not going to be able to follow your travels getting there again, but I know that we're going to be able to follow your experiences and travel elsewhere and time spent elsewhere, so we'll look forward to that. Thanks for talking to us this morning. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Talk to you again soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye now. All right, you're listening to Talk and Travel with Marcus and Roy. Don't go away, because when we come back, Johnny Jett will join us wherever in the world Johnny happens to be.
USA 3000 Airlines knows the way. USA 3000 now flies to and from Fort Myers, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, and Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, servicing 11 different cities, all at our same low fares starting at $59. No peanuts served here. For a low fare with a real meal and in-flight entertainment, choose USA 3000. USA 3000 has simple fare rules regardless of the fare. There are no Saturday night stays and no round trip required on any fare. They have a low change fee, and this is the part you're really going to love. Even if you miss your flight, you don't lose your fare. So what are you waiting for? With fares this low and rules this simple, you can afford to take someone with you. Call now to make your reservations at 1-877-USA-3000. That's 1-877-USA-3000. You can also book online at www.usa3000.com or call your local travel agent.